GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. This is the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. I'm Rick Tyler in command and control. George Hale is sitting in his shorts somewhere in Florida this morning and also on line three. Maybe he's at Studio City already. It's our walk and talk and TV guide from WABI TV 5. Hey, George, say good morning to Steve Hills, would you?
Hey, Steve-O, how you doing?
Good, how are you doing? Getting good weather down there, George?
Yeah, it's been beautiful, though chilly today. We're 65 today, so it's not exactly a heat wave, but we're okay.
Let's talk about the television now. Steve, actually, George, let's start with you. You said you didn't like young Sheldon out of the gate. Was that true?
That is true, and like many things that I've said before, I've been proven to be numbskull. No, I never got into that show. I don't know why. It from day one, I thought it was kind of yucky. But Big Bang Theory is my favorite, so Young Sheldon didn't really matter to me.
But Young Sheldon is doing pretty well enough that you had a Facebook post about it this week, Steve.
I did. CBS announced that they picked it up for three more seasons, already three more. You can kind of see what's going on with that. When you get to seven seasons, you are going to have enough to go into syndication, Monday through Friday syndication, or Monday through Sunday syndication, the way they do it nowadays, have enough episodes to make that work for everybody. So I think some wheeling and dealing was probably going on with Chuck Lorre Productions and Warner Brothers and CBS to make that all happen. The show's been doing well. It's, not the top-rated comedy of all time. It is currently the most-watched comedy on television, but it's those numbers aren't, they don't match what something like Big Bang would do or what Seinfeld did in its heyday or Friends did in its heyday.
George, let me ask you, because you're the guy that I turn to for things of Big Bang Theory. You're such a fan of it. Where was the disconnect between Big Bang Theory and Young Sheldon?
I don't know. I didn't think it was funny. It did take us back to Sheldon's youth, I guess. 2.5 million viewers apparently disagreed with me. I just didn't think that the characters surrounding him were that good. Shows you what I know about television.
Steve, what's your reaction to George's conclusions about Young Sheldon versus Big Bang Theory?
Well, I wonder if George, like a lot of people, would have been about this. Big Bang is what it is. Trying to make some money off it, and you might have been predisposed to say this is just not something that I'm going to like because it's not going to be Big Bang Theory, and I know it. And it's nothing like Big Bang Theory. It's its own thing. It has the character of Sheldon in it. It's like an alternate universe in some ways, but it's funny. It's a nice family comedy, and that's why people like it. And it's well written. It's a well made show. Again, I don't think it's a runaway big blockbuster hit, but it's one of these good sitcoms that we've seen over the years that's going to do well.
Talking with Steve Hiltz of WABI TV 5 TV Talk. You got a question? Text it to us. 601-207-GHRT, 601-207-4478. Kind of excited, Steve, to read this week that a CBS, I'm going to call it more than a favorite, I'm going to call it a staple of the 1990s, is coming back. A reboot's coming back. Mm-hmm. I'll call it that. Which show is it, and were you surprised when you learned about it?
It's funny because I had heard buzz about it, and I didn't understand what I was reading when I read these things. There was a lot of talk about William Peterson and Georgia Fox in the last year or so, and I was like, okay, that's CSI. But what could they possibly be doing? It's CSI. So they're calling it CSI Vegas to distinguish it from CSI Crime Scene Investigation. Obviously, the first one was set in Las Vegas. They're coming back as the characters they portrayed on CSI, Grissom and Seidel. And there are going to be some other new cast members, but they'll be the two returning characters. So is it a reboot revival in some ways? Because these same characters are coming back in the same universe. Of course, it's, 20 years later, more than 20 years later, they're coming back, and we're going to have some new stars to look at. So it's CSI coming back on the air.
George, do we think that's going to fly?
It seems that people think it will. It's pretty memorable. It's officially back. CBS gave a street line order, I guess, to pick it up. CSI Vegas is the most watched drama series of the 21st century. So it opens a new chapter, I guess, in Las Vegas. So it's back to where it all began. Why not?
Steve, you think it's going to work? I bet a lot of people will lay eyes on it initially. I want to see what it's like. I want to see if it's what I love.
You know, I'll take a negative look at these things, but because it's the same characters, I feel that this will do very well. This isn't like what Magnum had to overcome on CBS, MacGyver.
Mm.
But they have to overcome it by recasting and recreating, like, again, alternate universe worlds. This is the same, basically the same show coming back. Better production, probably, and more bigger budgets, maybe, which you have to have in today's world. And with the various streams it will be able to be played on, it's going to make money without question, and I think that's probably what's going to make it work. These shows work. I see no reason why it won't do well.
Listener sends us a text message. They wonder, which song by The Who will they use to lead into CSI Vegas, or whether they'll bring back... which one was... Now I've got them confused.
Who are you?
Yeah, who are you? Thank you. Yes, who are you?
I think it was Who Are You.
Who Are You? And then CSI Miami was Won't Get Fooled Again. And then what was the next CSI?
Mm-hmm. I don't remember.
There are so many of them. Oh, we'll find out. What's the other show we wanted to talk to? George, what's the other show? United States of Al. George, have you seen anything about the United States of Al before I ask the question of Steve?
Not a word. I know the United States of Al is testing the limits of TV streaming. Some people are kind of excited. Other people are giving it thumbs down. I know very little about it. It's picked up by CBS. But isn't this Chuck Lorre all over again?
Yeah, this is. Chuck Lorre's got a lot of influence and can get a lot of shows made. He's got a lot of contacts. So I'm sure his... relationships that are very heavy. So when I heard about this, I had no idea what it was. United States of Al sounds like, well, this is just going to be your standard sitcom with a guy named Al, right? But it's not. It's about American combat veteran, and he had a interpreter in Afghanistan who saved his life, and now this guy, his name, they call him Al, that's not obviously his real name, comes to the United States to start a new life in America, and that's what's supposed to be the fish out of water story, I guess. I have not seen it. It's on tonight. I'll definitely be checking it out.
I just skimmed an article about it and read that there was some pushback because the character who plays the translator is not Afghan; he's Iranian, even though there are four Afghani actors in the piece. But some people were upset about it. What I found interesting was, Steve, that people haven't even seen the premiere and they're already filing complaints.
Yeah.
I don't get that.
That almost happens. That happens with almost anything. I'm telling you, they'll jump on stuff when they read about it. And you'll also have, people will, I haven't seen it yet. Who knows? The critics have already seen it because I saw some reviews on it already coming out this morning. And they're not loving it, but who knows where that comes from. It's going to have a good time slot. If it's funny, people will sit through it. Yeah, who knows? I don't know what the future of it will be. We'll have to check it out, I guess.
We're talking TV with Steve Hiltz of WABI TV5. George, have you been watching any Jeopardy? I don't know if that game show is on your must-to-do list. The sport's not exactly thriving right now. Have you been watching Jeopardy, George?
Well, we're watching the ocean more than TV. I've been watching March Madness. That's about all I know right now. I haven't seen Jeopardy. I keep reading about it. People have some varying opinions.
Mm-hmm. Well, Steve, a listener writes to us and wants us to ask you if you know if this, I think it's King World syndication, isn't it, for Jeopardy? I want to say King World. Have they selected?
It used to be King World. It used to be King World, but King World kind of went away, got folded into other organizations. So
okay.
Anyway,
maybe it's now
that's
Sony. Yeah, maybe it's now Sony. But the question the listener has is: do you know, Steve, if they've picked a permanent new host of Jeopardy?
No, I have not heard anything about that. Nor have I heard any kind. No one that I know
in the business that, sometimes will tell me things they've told me nothing, but they may not know either. I think this is probably a decision in process right now.
Mm-hmm. So, who's on there right now? Dr. Oz is one of them.
Have you heard anything?
I think Dr. Oz is one of the guests. Ken Jennings.
Dr. Oz got a bunch of pushback. I didn't understand all of that when he was announced. People started complaining.
Why would they complain about Dr. Oz? I didn't see. I don't know.
There's some backstory on Dr. Oz that people say he's a quack or something like that, and they've been saying that for a long time. And there's a lot of articles out there, and so there's a force out there that's anti-Dr. Oz that will go after him at every opportunity.
So
and I don't know all the details of it either. I've not followed it very closely, but that's I understand what's going on.
Yeah, so more of his past is what's causing the current resistance. A listener also wants to ask us, you, Steve, because not only are you guiding the TV station that broadcasts the CBS, you're also guiding the station that broadcasts the CW. What does CW stand for?
Country and Western. No. stands for nothing. it's funny because it really was formed by CBS and Warner Brothers. They told us in their first press release, but it doesn't mean CBS Warner because we don't want people to say that. They just wanted it to be the CW. But technically, it's CBS Warner Brothers. But they always said, never say that. I just said it, but you know, years have gone by. Statute of limitations.
They're not going to come. They're not going to come after you now.
No.
Is there any other TV show that's attracting your attention, Steve? That maybe listeners want to lay eyes on now that the new shows some new shows are now starting to grace our screens.
Is there anything that's really well? I like Resident Alien on Sci-Fi. I don't know if anybody's seen that. It's pretty funny. It's an alien hiding on Earth. And his mission is to destroy Earth, so it's Invader Zim in a way, but it's for adults, and it's really funny because he takes a human form, and of course has the things that go along with being a human and dealing with the humans in the small community, and it's really a fun show.
A couple of listeners are sending us some notes suggesting that what the theme song should be for the new version of CSI, and one person suggests that it should be, a couple of votes here, one person says it should be Eminence Front by The Who, another one says it should be Summertime Blues by The, I can't see that, and I really can't see Squeezebox being the theme from The Who for the new CSI Vegas. We'll see when it comes out. Hey, Steve, if you find out what it is, let us know so we can let listeners know, okay?
I will.
We're back in a moment with more of the George Hale Rick Tyler Show on The Voice of Maine. HRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.